Deal is actually Bush, Brock, and then they've got Brown. instead of going up. You know, when I think of the year 1971, the committees, those three spent $11 million. What in the hell did they do with $11 million? I mean, you there, you know.
Let's see, for $12 million, you could pick out 60 House candidates.
There you go.
Top notch, 30 would win. And
right.
And you could.
What you can do is to concentrate your money like that and just take the dough. Say, all right, I'm going to do this. And then and you take your whole staff and just freeze it down to just enough to answer the phone, you know, and a few things like that. Right now, this is the beauty of it now. You see, during the last regime, next year you had the election. Everything had to be concentrated on that. Bob Dole had a concert, that he did a great job out there, you know, put in the night and everything. You did a great job, Chris. But now, all they got to do is to try to elect, you know, members, not only just to the House and the Senate, but even state legislatures. That, of course, is a matter of state organization. But it all gets down to a new spirit. They just can't go with the old hacks anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that it? They can't go with the old hacks, and they can't go with people who don't know how to talk, you know, as you did so effectively at the convention, to the Democrats. I mean, most of these people don't really want the Democrats in.
No.
That's the problem.
Jeopardizes their
power.
That's
the problem. That's the problem. I talked to Tom about that, and he said, cut the cross. He said, they just don't want my folks in. I said, all right, they don't have them in. We'll get them in. So I have to speak to the Democrats from Maryland. I have to speak to the Democrats from Florida. You know, I mean, I did all through comments on Apparat. Republicans have to come on. But you don't carry Florida with 72% of the vote. You don't win Texas 2-1 by winning all the Republicans, do you? Huh?
No.
That's the game.
You show it.
You know, I showed it. The point is, some of our people understood it. But so many of them, I really think, fear bringing the other people in. They don't want these, so-called ethnics and so forth and so on. Basically, they all just love to have anybody come in. And particularly now that the Democrats are having such a Dickinson time pulling themselves together. This is our chance to just walk right in there and keep them open, keep them divided. Right?
I absolutely agree with you. I was going to see Mr. Connolly yesterday, and I made an appointment, and then something happened because I wanted to personally invite him. You know, you just assume that by you, naturally, you talk constantly to him, but I thought, my gosh, I wonder who of the Texas Republican Party has urged John Connolly to form that party.
Nobody.
And I thought, how dumb can we be?
They probably all
you know very well.
John scared to death. John plays his.
He's human. Yeah.
John plays his own game. He wants to be the boss of Texas.
Sure. But I tried to build a party. So anyway, I failed yesterday. I had to make an appointment, but I'm going to see him just for that very reason.
Maybe two, and that's about all.
Yeah, that's right. You don't need to worry.
I was just leveling with Bob. I have, frankly, a problem of image selling this to my husband because it has an image of frippery. And I asked Bob to whom I could talk without divulging a confidence that this might be a name. He suggested Dwight.
I can't talk to Dwight because he's worked with the chief of protocol, knows what the job is.
Yeah.
And wouldn't get into anything over at the State Department.
And don't talk to those people.
Yeah, well, I don't have money anymore. So I'll try to get a better idea of it before I discuss it, both for myself and for the
Raise your hand, you know. Maybe you got a better idea. What I would do. Springer in the White House. You know, there's another way. They know that, I mean, because here, we let people run their own shows. Now, we're coming to the White House staff down to a very, very small nucleus.
Yes.
In our main office. But have we thought enough of that as a possibility? Do we have an outstanding woman in the White House? Yes, we have. We have, who is it?
Franklin.
Yes, Barbara Franklin. Yeah. She's done a very good job recruiting. Very good job recruiting. But it isn't just that. You just don't want to have a house black or a house Jew or a house woman, right? But what I'm thinking of is something else. Are we missing something here?
Well, we may
see. If you have a White House situation, then we have total control over the time and all that. You don't have to worry about whether you were here and you have to go the Texas or this or that. Everybody would understand because we run our own show.
The question is how you do it in a way that you can get out front on that. Basically, the White House.
The House is an office.
Are inside rather than outside.
That's right. Bicentennial is a possibility. But who are we thought? We had any other names?
Now, the way you could do that.
Bicentennial.
The way you could do that, maybe, yeah. Is go to a presidential appointment, not on the Bicentennial Commission, but on the president's staff. As the president's
liaison or emissary to the bicentennial?
The president's bicentennial director, and you trot around on that basis. Work. Bicentennial is going to develop visibility, or can.
It can, yeah. It's certainly trying. We have Leonard Garman started fiddling around with that, and with a lot of other things too, and he does everything well. But somebody's got to spend full time on it. It's got to get going. And Hodel was mentioning to me yesterday, and he was. He says it's a mess.
We're closing in on the president's office of special assistant for liaison to the former presidents.
Yep.
Because you'll need it. The former presidents are either dead or dying and don't try to get liaison. And so you can go the other way and set up a new office, which is special consultant for liaison to the bicentennial, or special consultant on American bicentennial.
That might be better, too, as far as being a free agent of, free congressional pressure and free of this ethnic quota system pressure.
Be purely the president's
bicentennial. I mean, think, work on the job. In other words, we would just put somebody in. Think for a minute. Probably what you do would be to just kick them off.
Kick
office
over there in the Jackson Square, which is where the bicentennial people are, where we've got the other presidential.
My first cousin is really better. Is he tough to get along with?
I wonder if that's going to happen. We shouldn't be. Maybe he'll be my Jackson Square.
The better office.
Well, it may be. The
sensational movement.
Yeah.
I think you have to weigh that versus the prestige and leverage that you
get. I think it's a matter of fact. One, remember, we're using the bicentennial to get it. What I'd like to acquire is the capability of having you here as an advisor, as a speaker, as a,
as a liaison, I think.
Well, yeah, but first, the bicentennial would be your job. You've got to have something substantive. But what I meant is, as I would look at it, you would continue your party work, you'd continue your work in the White House, when you really talk about it, a top flight woman, basically, on the White House staff is probably an excellent idea. On the president's staff.
Yeah, a similar role to Len Garman's, the kind of general, the special consultant to the president, or special counsel to the president.
Yeah, and then they give you as one assignment.
The bicentennial.
As one assignment. Now, that would be the major assignment. But we might give you something else, too. There are other things that come along here that are maybe it's temporary, for example. We'd say, all right, we appoint Ms. Armstrong to do this, that, or the other thing.
That's right.
That might answer some of the criticism we're getting from the women's groups, too.
Yeah.
You haven't had a woman, what do you call it, special consultant before, have you?
No.
It would not be on the women's
group. I would not call it special consultant, though. It has to be the federal
special assistant.
Well, I think
work on a loose time basis too. You could work.
Yeah.
You could work on the basis.
The more I'm
concerned about being able to get 3 minutes of
the
weekend,
you could get the woman's point of view into various discussions. You could get it. You see, taking the Franklin office, it's a very good office, but it basically deals. It's not a OMB, is it?
No, it's not. It's White House, but it's out of the personnel office. But the thing is,
that's a different. But
she's at a different level. She's not at a policy level. She's.
And well, the only other one we have is our consumer lady, and that's going to be changed. Moved over to AGWs.
I think that would be the way to do it.
I think
good idea.
I think the idea of
not as a housewoman.
I'm thinking too is that I don't like the idea of Jackson Square or wherever that is. I don't know about the.
Well, if I was thinking of that in terms of bicentennial.
I know. Well, you're talking about bicentennial. She had an office there too. My point is to get the maximum stroke here. She should have an office, in my view. I think in the EOB one office.
Right.
As a matter of fact, you can take that one right across from me, which, we're going to have a council
proximity there.
We're going to have a council there, you see.
That's right.
We have a new system that you won't hear much. You won't hear about it. It's a slip in eventually about the cabinet officers and councilors. I think you have that. Because I think that here's the thing I'm concerned about the bicentennial. Secretary of Transfers. As you know, there's been some thought of having Maggie work on it. It's a special project. He'd kind of like to do it. He's a little afraid of it, too, because he's afraid it's a loser. You know, he knows it's a lot of this. But how's that stand at the moment? Now, I would not.
He's pushing, Frank Sinatra for the chairman.
Well, that's ridiculous. He can't run that. And the other thing, let me say, is Agnew think he's going to be this, or how far down the track?
No, Agnew sees this as a responsibility, but not as chairman.
But she cannot be working for Agnew.
Someone outside.
She cannot be working for Agnew on this side. Either that won't work either.
It wouldn't be for Agnew. He'd be working with Agnew the way Garment would be working with Agnew. In other words, you move the bicentennial responsibility, in a sense, from Garment's office to Ann's office, and you move some other responsibilities in the White House to Ann's office. You can't just come into the White House staff with a sort of a vague thing. It just doesn't work. We found that with other people. You've got to have
too vague, like a bug woman.
You've got to have a specific responsibility. You've got to come in with a
vague. This was volunteer. Well, that's
Bryce,
the other thing.
Bryce made that point when Bryce moved to Consular. He said that you can't have people around here. You don't have line responsibilities.
You had the situation, for example,
float away.
The voluntary center, which Bud worked on. He couldn't, and it was just hard to get off the ground. It's still hard to get off the ground.
Well, you could afford to have that end up a flop, which I presume it was, but you can't afford to have the bicentennial be a flop.
I don't think so. No, we can't.
Well, the bicentennial really is the climax of the Nixon era, and it ought to be done right so that it wraps up the Nixon era in the right way.
Yeah. You know, the idea of listening.
Or if it is going to be a flop and it's hopeless, let's figure it out pretty fast.
Get up under
and get out the money.
Quick.
Tell the very
throw it all to the states.
Tell all the states that your responsibility since you want.
Well, nobody's kidnapped though. And you may be on a trip when the slot lines come. But let's figure it out if it can be done. If it can, it would be a tremendous plus. If it's not, let's get out the money.
That's the reason though, because of the doubts, to bring Ann in under a broader umbrella than just the bicentennial.
And that is the lady.
My view is that
you can't let it flop out. It has to.
I don't know enough about it to know how.
I think what you could do, what you might do, is to have a take the bush, and incidentally, I think I've got to see Mr. Schultz first, but you get on the board right away and see what the hell is happening to those things, because we cannot allow that to happen again. I want Ford to be, he has to be told, and told squarely, that if Wilson is reelected this, I will not participate in any fundraising activities for the House Campaign Committee. None. And there'll be no pictures with candidates. None. Now, that's the only way you can get it across. Don't you agree?
I think it's more.
Yeah. Well, they've never heard it before, but they've got to understand. I campaign for them, and suddenly I shake in their hand, you know, you do everything. But you can't, you like the turkey. Now, you see, if you have that, then you see, she can participate in the political power, which would be great. We needed actually a woman in that. We haven't had enough of that because we had to, during our campaign, well, actually, when we had our, we'd have Dole over, you know, for some of the you know, the little meetings. But we haven't had a woman in any of those meetings that I recall. Well, we should have had. Part of the reason was that in the Gregor outfit, they didn't have a woman, did they?
We never got very heavily in the other Gregor outfit, did.
Doesn't her husband pick enough? it's much rarer and more noticeable. It's harder to explain for woman's family.
But I think the idea of that, then you see, your time would be your time would be your own natural life as much as you could be. But we could control that. You could come in, you could come out, and you could help. We hope you go to the majority in so many different ways. The bicentennial is one device.
Yes, it would be a beautiful night. We have to look.
You get along well with Bush. You got Bush, you got Brock, you got all these people. You get us. See what I mean? If we start picking, as you know, one of the reasons we have not invited women in for political meetings is that the women are always fighting. You've got the Republican woman, and then you've got the head of that women's clubs, or what do they call them?
County Armitage National Federation.
Right. And if you don't have the two, they get mad, and there's another one that also wants to come in. Now you see what her appearance is. She's ours, but she can't. You get the point?
Yep.
You have a woman here? Everybody would understand?
I think that might be.
It's going to be a brilliant idea. And then nobody can say that the woman's voice is not heard, that it's not at the highest levels. You'd have to be at the important things. And I think it could make a real contribution.
And I think, Mr. President, to dissociate from whatever you ask me to do, whatever happens, we are getting tremendous flack now from the women's groups. I know you're aware of it and read about it. And you've had great momentum because of the number and quality of your appointments. You really made headway. And you have lost a little in the last couple of weeks. And so I think, selfishly, the White House thing is very appealing to me. I think it would help with women to have this first. But in addition to this, may I speak on behalf of other women? I think we're going to need more than that, too. I mean, I hope you already know that. Okay, I will.
We're trying to find them. We're trying to. What happened to David on that thing?
Well, you have great momentum with the women, and with one or two appointments that are even changed, if you even expand some jobs, you switch them, since they didn't get in the cabinet, if you fool them with a little inflation of some job here or there, I don't mean fool them, but really make it different. It can catch the attention.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be very helpful in addition to that, and if you would do this, and that'll give us. We will make woman appointments. I'm looking down the road on the court thing too, and various other things. We'll have some surprises. Just a question of getting them ready, you know, so they can be ready to move at the right time.
Well, Mr. President, would you like me to talk further with Bob then about further details and title?
Let me suggest this. I think that this is the best thing for us. I haven't thought of it.
Well, you have.
Your original, I don't want it to be a consultant, right? It's got to be different from Lane's. It's got to be so there's no question about what the position is. It's got to be high, you see? So I'll look at the title of myself. And I think that the office must be in the White House, physically. You know what I mean? Either in this building or maybe over here. Let me take a look at where it has to be.
It has to be in the Air Force Space
Vehicle. But there's,
Well, when we change the things around over there,
maybe we set it up. Yeah, move some people around. But and then I think, because I think that's the ideal situation. I think you could, here we're going
to come. It appeals to me very, very
much. You can do that, and then you take on the bicentennial. That'll be the meat and potatoes of it. But in addition, you'll be working on politics, and you'll be working on, frankly, special projects, etc. And in fact, she could be the
house.
She could supervise a lot of the recruiting thing.
Well, also Southern politics, which is something we've been
considering. Yeah, but remembering that we welcome